Not hard to find the beginning of this week's Parsha. I really call it Kavod Tov to you. I when Michelle asked me about having a shiur tonight, I was like, why? Like, because people want to learn. I'm like, the day after Yom Tov, really? And she said, yes, voracious. And so, yeah. But Baruch Hashem, Yishkoyach to everyone who's here tonight. Yishkoyach to Dasi for hosting. Thank you. Just like when you thought we were done, you know. No, there's more hosting to be done. Yishkoyach Dasi. Also, part of the reason why is Bez Hashem, next week we'll have a shir. But Lech Lecha, I hope to be in Eretz Yisrael. I hope we'll have shir in Eretz Yisrael. I hope you'll all be there with me. I have a niece's chasana Monday night of that week, and I missed her older sister's chasana because it was a COVID wedding with 50 people in attendance and there was no way to get across the ocean. So the general rule is when someone gives you a free ticket to Israel, you take it, you know? So Baruch Hashem, my parents want me by the chasana, so we'll be there. So we'll chap around to learn tonight. So apologize for being late. Just after Yom Tov, everything just moves a little bit slower. Everything's just moving a little bit slower today. So first word in the Torah is, of course, Bereishis, right? We've discussed, I think it was the shiur in the shul that we gave. The Bereishis of 2020, the Bereishis of COVID, when I think I gave shiur to, like, was it two people? I don't know who was there. You have notes from it, right? I mean, we spoke about each letter of Bereishis, what it stands for from the Vilna Gaon, right? Wow, throwback. Remember those days? We forgot them already. But wanted to learn a little bit of a different idea related to a teaching of the Baal Shem Tov about the Shabbos. The Baal Shem HaKadosh says that this Shabbos is really what is me'ached. This Shabbos is what pulls together all of the light of Tishrei. All of the chiyus, all of the energy that was generated by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Hoshana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, all of that energy is focused into Bereishis. It's all focused on the Shabbos, the Baal Shem says. And he says that this Shabbos, again, is not fixing anything of the past. It's not like we spoke about the last Shabbos of the year or the first Shabbos of the year, the opportunities. He's saying Shabbos is the Ma'achid. Shabbos is the Koach of Shvi, of seven, which is Malchus. Malchus is the Sphira that just collects, doesn't have any light of its own. It just collects the light of all the other Spheros and brings it into the world. So this Shabbos of Shabbos Bereishis, of Baal Shem HaKadosh says that it takes all of the Chiyus, all of the Or, all of the energy, all of the light of Tishrei, everything that we've created, and it brings it into our homes. It brings it into our lives. We know Shabbos is the Makar HaBracha. Shabbos is the source of all blessing. And this Shabbos, the Baal Shem says, we have to understand where it comes from. And some say it's based upon a Tikkuni Zohar. The Zohar tells us that what does Bereishis mean? And if you even look in it, it's a big beis, right? If you look in the Chumash, it's a big beis. And then the little word Reishis, what's that telling us? It's almost telling us that you have to look at this word. As it doesn't say Bereishis, it says Beis Reishis. It says that there are two beginnings. And we know the Ramban talks about this in his introduction to the Torah. The Ramban says, what does it mean that the Torah is Eish Chor al Gabe Eish Levan? It's black fire on white fire. It means that when the Torah was given, nothing was in words. It was just letter after letter after letter. Every letter, black fire, with the white fire around it. Every letter was given. And the whole Torah is really one long name of God. And you could read the whole Torah very differently. For example, Barashis, or Birosh Yisbara Elokim. And the Ramban just gives a few examples of how you can totally read the Torah differently. And that's how the Torah was initially given. No words. Just letter after letter after letter after letter. That's it. And so when you look at the word Bereishis, the Tikkuni HaZohar says that it's really talking about Beis Reishis. That there are really two beginnings that you have to focus on. The first beginning is, of course, when a person is born. But what's the second beginning? The second beginning, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, is when a person falls, when a person makes a mistake, when a person is mekalkel, person ruins, they think themselves, they think something else, And what we have to know is that after that kilkel, there's a second reishis. There's a second beginning. And that second beginning is whenever a person picks herself up and says, okay, let's begin again. And of course, this whole season is a season of this second reishis, of this second beginning of tshuva. But really, when we come to the Shabbos of a Shabbos Bereishis, this is the first Shabbos when there's not going to be a good Yontif in 2 days, or in a day, or in 3 days. You don't have to say good Moed. Motzei Shabbos is just Shavua Tov, good Vach. There won't be another Shabbos for another 7 days. How crazy is that? You don't have to make 2 Thanksgiving meals for another 6 whole days. It's like wild. No, isn't that an amazing thing? Wow. Right? Awesome. Awesome. So, Lemaisa, this Shabbos Bereishis, after everything's been said and done over the whole month of Tishrei, this is Beis Reishis. This is the second beginning. Right now, this Shabbos Kodesh. All of the light, all of the energy comes down. And what we have to recognize, Rav Moshe Wolfson, Shlita the Mashkiach of Tor Vadas, of a very, very special Beis Medrash Shul in Borough Park in Munas Yisrael, in his Sefer Munas Yitecha, he says that the Torah here with Beis Reishis is also alluding to something else. And let's go to our Limud post-Pesach, Limud, Pirkei Avos, right? He asks a question about the second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Shimon HaTzadik haya mishari kinesa gedola hu haya omer al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omer, right? The world stands on 3 things. Shimon HaTzadik, Mishiyari Kinesa Gedola. He was one of the remnants, one of the last. Why does it have to tell us? Okay, went through the Shalshelas HaMesora. Okay, Anche Kinesa Gedola, Shimon HaTzadik. Why Dafke? He was the remnant of the Anche Kinesa Gedola. So what Wolfson says is, think about the trajectory of Jewish history that brought us to Shimon HaTzadik. He said, you went through Moshe, Yeshua, Zikanim, Nevi'im. You had destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. You had Galus Bavel, Galus Paras Madai, the rebuilding of a Beis HaMikdash, a whole new world order called the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, some Nevi'im, and then as the Anshei Knesset HaGedola slowly started dying off, the Nevi'im died off, the men of the Great Assembly slowly but surely started dying off, and Bayesheni started going downhill. And Greece still had a certain control, then Rome had a certain control, even before Churban HaBayis. Things were not good for the Jewish people. And they saw Shimon HaTzadik, and he was the last one standing. And there was almost a great anxiety, a sense of panic. What's going to happen when Shimon HaTzadik dies? What are we going to do? Like, the world is going to be lost. We haven't had... From Moshe Rabbeinu to Shimon HaTzadik, we have a Shalshelos HaMesora. We have a train of tradition, of leaders, of prophets and prophetesses, of great, great Torah leaders. And now Shimon HaTzadik, the last man standing. And so Shimon HaTzadik, Mishiari Knesset HaGedola, one of the last, said, no. Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed. The world doesn't stand on me. The world doesn't stand on prophecy. There are 3 things the world stands on. Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chesedim. Know this, he says. Know it well, because my time is not long for this world, he told them. But this is what you have to know. This is what you have to go to. And Rav Wolfson says that when we come from the Shemini Atzeres and the Simchas Torah, and we read about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Raya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd of the Jewish people, the one that literally put his life on the line time and time and time again for the Jewish people, there's a certain anxiety, like no more Moshe Rabbeinu? What's happening? Sir Wolfson says, then it comes Bereishis. And we know, we've said many times, Rashi quotes, what is Bereishis? Again, the base. Bereishis doesn't only mean 2 beginnings, it means Bereishis, 4 Reishis, which is what? Bishvil Torah, Shenikras Reishis. For the sake of Torah. Torah is one of the pillars the world stands on. We said also, remember we discussed, Bereishis is Bishvil Maisros. And Maisros, what do you mean Maisros? The Maiser Rishon. The Maiser Ani, the gifts that you're giving, these are what? Forms of Chesed. And what was another one? Bishvil Bikurim. What's Bikurim? Bikurim, there's not only the mitzvah of bring Bikurim, but what was also part of the mitzvah Bikurim? Some say it was a separate mitzvah. is the Havas HaBikurim, right? The Mikra Bikurim, the Arami Ovid Avi. You have to declare your gratitude to Hashem. You have to be mispalel in the Beis HaMikdash, in the place of Avoda. And Zakt Rav Wolfson, that right after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, we come to the second beginning. We had a beginning, Rosh Hashanah, but now there's a second beginning, and that's Shabbos Bereishis. And Shabbos Bereishis, look, I know we're happy. I'm happy that we don't have those meals for another 6 days, 7 days. Very happy for a variety of reasons that we're not going to go into now. Just not going to have that. But at the same time, I got to be honest. I mean, before Mincha and Simchas Torah, we said there's a last Shmona Esrei of Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim till Seder night. Simchas Torah, unless you go to Eretz Yisrael, of course, by the Shem, we should all be there, Bekarav, the last Duchening until first day Pesach, unless you go Sephardi, right? I've always tried to support a Sephardi minion here just so I could sneak in for Birchas Kohanim every day. Just never had enough Sephardim that could do it. So someone once said to me, "So Rabbi, why don't you just change the minhag?" So because when the Vilna Gaon tried to do that in Vilna, his shul burnt down and then he was thrown in jail. Like two times, he was like, the next day they were doing it, that night the shul burnt down. The next time, it was like, okay, tomorrow, he was thrown in jail. He's like, okay, we're not doing this anymore. This is a minhag that the Jewish people, the Ashkenazim, are not supposed to mess with. So, I sneak into Sephardi shuls when I can, in Chutz Laretz, to get Berachas Kohanim. But there's a certain sadness. Like the Yom Tovim is a certain time of Kirva, a certain time of feeling Hashem's presence in a very, very palpable way. So Zakt Rav Wolfson, such a beautiful, beautiful Torah, Bereishis, that Hashem is still here with us, as close as you want Hashem to be, with the Torah, Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil Torah Shenikras Reishis, Bishvil Bikurim Shenikras Reishis, through our Tfilos, right? And Bishvil Maisros, which are an act of Chesed, each and every day. Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim, alluded to in the very, very first word in the Torah. And this is what we have to recognize. The new beginning has to be based on that. And that's what, of course, we all, I mean, seriously, the night after it all, you hear at a shir, Kol HaKavod, right? So, Lamaisa, this is how the beginning of a Jew, look, this is what the beginning of a Jew looks like. Torah, Tefillah, and Gemilas Chasadim. This is what we have to make sure that when we're coming into this year, yes, of course, Yom Noram are an amazingly inspiring time. Sukkah is to sit in the sukkah, putting away the sukkah. If you didn't yet, you're still holding on to it. Those Jews that are Chanukah Sukkot Jews, like they don't want to light the menorah in the sukkah, so we just got to get it down by then, right? So there are such Jews, very, very holy Jews. Some say that, right, we've discussed that the Yom Ram don't end till Zos Chanukah, so you want to keep the sukkah there till Zos Chanukah, keep it out. But Lemaisa, even saying goodbye to these things, that we know we're not going to traverse these amazing, amazing times for quite some time. Understand the rule sense, Bereishis, Bar Elokim. With all of these things that are Reishis, Bar Elokim, Hashem has created us and given us the chiyus that we can go on. And this is what we have to do. This is what we have to use this time. But then, now we have to examine one more word with an idea from the chart giver related to something in Daf Yomi from Shmini Atzeres. So when we hear what it's about, that's Givaldic. So let's look. We know these psukim, famous psukim, every Friday night, Shemon Esrei, Kiddush, right? If you're in Shul, in a set minyan, you say it again after Shemon Esrei. Three times Friday night, you say Vayechulu. Three times. In Marv Shemon Esrei, after you finish Shemon Esrei in a set minyan, a one-off minyan, you don't say Vayechulu. And also in Kiddush, you start Vayechulu. Why? Three times it says Shvi'i again. Shvi'i is Shabbos. Malchus bringing everything together. It's elevating it through all the other nine spheros. But on a very simple level, what is the last word doing in Vayechulu? Right? What's the third pasuk? Vayivarech Elohim es yom ha-shvi'i vayikadesh oso, ki vo shavas mikol melachto asher bara Elohim la'asos. That Hashem blessed the seventh day and has sanctified it, because on this day he ceased from all work that God created La'asos. What does that mean? It's like very wordy. What Asher bara Elokim la'asos? He finished all the work. Asher bara Elokim that God created. That God created to do? What does that mean that God created to do? It's a very awkward translation. And Rashi's bothered by it. Many Rishonim are bothered by it. Certainly the Pshat-oriented Rishonim struggled to find what's that word doing there. Rashi says, interesting medrash. And again, the Rashbam says, remember, whenever you learn Rashi, the Rashbam says about his grandfather Rashi, he would quote the medrashim that he thought helped you understand Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. So Rashi says, Hamalacha Shahaisa Re'uya Lasos B'Shabbos Kafal Vasa B'Shishi. That Asher Bara Elokim Lasos, God finished from the work that he created to do, meaning he had work that he was supposed to do on Shabbos. Hashem was not as holy as Big Gedalia Gumber, right? He was going to work on Saturday. But he said, you know what? I'm going to finish it all on Friday. Asher bara Elokim lasos. Vo shavas mikom lachto asher bar. So Rashi, and that's how Rashi understands this strange word, lasos. There are other interesting pshatim as well, but I want to quote a chassidish of art from the Chartkever. The Chartkever Rebbe, Zechus Yagin Aleinu, was one of the biggest Rebbes in the earlier part of the 20th century. When Rav Meir Shapiro wanted Daf Yomi to catch on, he knew that if he suggested it, he was a nothing. Who was Rav Meir Shapiro? Why were people going to listen to him? So at the Knesset Gedolah, at the big gathering of rabbis in Vienna, he went to his Rebbe, the Chartkever, and said, would you suggest this to the Olam? And the Chartkever loved the idea. Chartkever suggested it. And it caught on like wildfire. So the Chartkever says, what does it mean, Asher bara Elokim lasos, that God created to do? So he uses an example. He says, imagine you have a person who grows up mamish in the boondocks, right? A person grows up in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of never seen, you know, chvesvas, big, beautiful buildings, never seen technological advancements. And you bring the person to like one of these massive factories in Irvington, you know, where the Hasidim have all their factories, like in Irvington or Newark or that other side of Hillside. Like I remember one time I went to a Mincha Minyan in Irvington in a company that all they do is make packaging. They just make packaging. And you walked in and it was this massive factory, like massive. And I tell you massive, it was like a block in Springfield. Massive and machinery. I was actually like this, like hick in the story. I was like, whoa, this is massive. Like, okay, I gotta go catch mincha, you know. But you bring this hick to this massive factory, and he's just standing there looking at like these all these parts going up and down and these big circles turning around. And you're like, Rabbi, come look what it does. Like, no, what do you mean? This is awesome. Like, no. Let me show you something. What's at the end? He goes, no. This is why you brought me here. I'm like, no. Idiot. I didn't bring you here for this. I brought you here to show you this amazing coat that's made at the end. And I wanted to give you a coat. But the guy thought you brought him there just to see this like amazing thing of this machinery that's moving around. And the nimshal is obvious, right? What's the nimshal? The Chartkever says so many people come to this world and what happens to them? They're so amazed by the machinery of this world. And it's beautiful. And it's gorgeous. And it's breathtaking at times. When you walk in and you see this, wow, you're blown away by it. Asher bara Elokim lasos. There's a tafkid of why we're here. There's a purpose of why we're here. There's a job that we all have, why we're here. And Zuck the Chartkever, every Friday night, when we make Kiddush, Asher bara Elokim lasos. Shabbos, ironically, is a day when what? We're not allowed to do. Shabbos, no creative activity. Shabbos, we pull back. But understand, even on Shabbos, Asher bara Elokim lasos, there's a lot to do on Shabbos. There's Torah to be learned, there's chesed to be done, there's tefillahs to be said on Shabbos. And the Chartkever said, Rahmana Litzlan, he goes, it's so tragic that there's so many people that they come to this world and they're so amazed by this factory called the world. And it really is an amazing factory. And it's breathtaking. And a person can really lose themselves in this massive, beautiful factory, walking around and just seeing the whole factory, and it's gewaldig. But there's a reason why you're in the factory. There's a reason why we're at the factory. Oh, there's something that we're supposed to be getting. And I'm not saying that we don't appreciate beautiful views, right? There's the famous story with Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, you know, when he, at an older age, he went to go see the Alps, and like, why are you going to see the Alps? I'm going to get the Shemayim. God's going to say, Shimshon, did you see my Alps? Right? But well, remember, what's the other part of the story? The other story? When the Mir Yeshiva was coming under the Golden Gate Bridge, and everyone was running up to the top deck to see the Golden Gate Bridge. So someone told Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, who was sitting below deck learning, said, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, for those that remember the Sirotskins, Goldie Sirotskin's father, the Reshiva of the Mir in Brooklyn, one of the greatest Masmidim of his generation, like, Reb Shmuel, come look, the Golden Gate Bridge. He said, that's okay. He's like, you're going to get to Shemayim. The Eibusher is going to say, did you see my Golden Gate Bridge? And he's going to say, I'm more worried I'm going to get to Shemayim. The Eibusher is going to say, did you see my Tshuvas HaRashba? Okay, that's what I'm learning right now. You know, perspective. There's a time and a place for everything. There's a time and a place to go see the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm sure it's beautiful, although the Verrazano is bigger. Staten Island represent, that's right. Staten Island, there are two things we're proud of. The Verrazano and the marathon. That's about it, right? The dump was not a source of pride growing up. It was a source of lots of smelliness when you came out of the mall in summer months. You did not wait outside for your mother to pick you up. You waited inside the mall, and then you saw her, and then you ran out, holding your nose. But it doesn't smell anymore. I'm not being motzi las chas v'shalom on Staten Island. But the idea is, like, there's a time and a place to appreciate these things. Absolutely. But don't forget, bara elokim lasos. You come to a Shabbos. Shabbos is awesome. Sit around the table with your kids. They're going to be so confused. Wait, is it Yom? What is it, right? It's been a whole week. We haven't had anything. Not the Shabbos. This Shabbos is still going to be confused. Next Shabbos. This Shabbos is like, wait, what is it? We're saying Shalom Aleichem. We're not saying Shalom Aleichem. Getting brachas tonight. Not getting brachas tonight. But the idea that when you come to a Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos is a day of shvisa, of course, of stopping. But it's also a day of lasos. It's a day of doing. It's a day of accomplishing. A day to use, to do amazing, amazing things on Shabbos. And that's a chartkever. Asher bara Elokim lasos. And what did Daf Yomi say? It's a story everyone tells about the Vilna Gaon. But just 2 days ago, in Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis in Ksubas, the Daf Yomi tells us about Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, one of the most important figures in all of Jewish history. Rabbeinu HaKadosh tells some wild stories about him, talking about that when he died, every Friday night he came back to his family to make Kiddush and sit at the meal with them. It's like, what? He made Kiddush for them. Like, very, very strange things. Not really so understandable what exactly was going on, but on his deathbed, Rabbi Chiya came to see him. Rabbi Chiya saw that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was crying and said, why are you crying? It's a bad simon if a person dies while they're crying. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, because of the Torah mitzvahs that I can't do anymore when I leave this world. Oh, but he came back and said, Kiddush, okay, it's a very good question. The question's better than the answers that they give, right? But the idea being that Rabbeinu HaKadosh said that this world is lasos. Asher bara Elokim lasos. We're here to do. We're here to make a difference. And this, of course, Beis Reishis, you know, we're starting again now. Whatever was, maybe we didn't have the Yom Nerom we were expecting. Maybe we didn't have the Sukkis that we were expecting, or Hoshana Rabbah, or Shmini Yetzer, or Simchas Torah. There's a new beginning to Shabbos, called Shabbos Bereishis, that can bring everything down. And I want to go back. I told myself, no more than a half hour tonight, because Isser Tzar Balei Chaim. I might, you know, you're too nice, but, you know, I don't want to put anyone out. But there's there are two other things. I'll say one of the two other things. But this is an important idea, a really important idea. So here, it's a famous question also. Rashi wonders, everyone discusses, what does it mean? Vayivra Elokim es Adam b'talmo b'telem Elokim bara oso zachar nekeva bara osam. What does that mean? We have a telem Elokim. That God says, Nase Adam b'talmenu kidmusenu. In what way are we godlike? So just, obviously there are many, many answers. There are many, many answers of what that means, how we can be godlike. But there's such a beautiful answer from Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. I'm going to botch his last name because I've only seen it in Hebrew. I've never seen it in English. And it has like a smidgen, so I'm not sure. He was the Mashgiach in Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman's yeshiva. He was killed with Rabbi Elchanan and almost all the Talmidim by the Nazis. Hashem Yinkom Damov. And he said in one of his shmuzin, what does this mean? A person can be like God? That's crazy. What does it mean a person can be like God? So listen to what he says. It's so beautiful. You think it's a Hasidish of art, but it's not. It's a Litvish of art, but it should be a Hasidish of art. I'm sure you'll find the Chassid says it also. I just happened to see it quoted by a Litvak. But it shows you Litvaks have hearts too, you know? Litvaks have feelings too. No offense to all any Litvaks. I'm a mixture of Litvak and Hasidish of blood. So he says, you know, this amazing thing. We come to Bereishis after the whole holiday season of Tishrei. You know what's one of the most amazing things of God? One of the amazing attributes of God? That God forgives. God forgives. He says, you want to be godlike? He says, you know what it means to be godlike? He says, learn how to forgive. Learn how to forgive yourself. Learn how to forgive others. And then you're going to be godlike. Then he quotes a scary story. This is a scary story in the Sefer that I saw. One of the Gabbai Tzedakas, and one of the Gaboyim of one of the major Tzedakas in Bnei Brak, once went to Rav Aaron Leib Steinman for a letter for a family that was suffering. And Rav Aaron Leib, you know, gave him the letter and he said, you know, there's so many tzaras. He said, but they're regular tzaras, and then you hear of tzaras. He says that are beyond tragic. Beyond tragic. And he told the Gabbai Tzedakah, this is what the Gabbai Tzedakah said over, Rabbi Aaron Leib told him. He said, whenever anyone comes to me with tragedies that are beyond this world, like thing after thing after thing after thing, he tries to gently ask the person, maybe you hurt someone very badly and you didn't get forgiven by them. Maybe you've done something to a person, like very. And he says, time after time, and he says he remembers one guy was coming to him for another, like tzara after tzara after tzara. And he said to him, he said, listen, is there anything, maybe a vikuach, a fight you had with someone else? He said, no. Rabbi Aaron Leib said, you sure? Like he was talking to him about a thing, then he went back. You sure? And he said, no, I really have. Talked to him again more. Then he came back, said, listen, before you go, are you sure? Is there anyone? He goes, and I mean, think years back. Is there anyone? And the guy's face, like, it dawned on him. And he said to Rabbi Aaron Leib, he goes, there was one person. Had a massive, massive fight. Got a lot of people involved, a huge machlokas, but I was right. I was right. A Rav even told me I was right. And Rabbi Aaron Leib said, did the other person get very hurt? He said, yeah, but I was right. Rabbi Aaron Leib said, do me a taiva. Do yourself a taiva. Find the person that you were right with and apologize and beg for the mechila. And I believe you'll see Yeshua Hashem that way. To be godlike, the Mashgiach of Rabbi Elchanan's yeshiva said, is to be able to forgive. Okay, to forgive yourself, to forgive those closest to you, but also to be able to forgive those that hurt you. You know, that's why they say that if, God forbid, a person faces very, very serious illness by the Hasidim, the biggest segula, you know what it is? The biggest segula by Hasidim. Person faces a big illness, is to learn the Tomer Devorah of Rav Moshe Cordovero. To learn Rav Moshe Cordovero's Tomer Devorah. And if you look, I have a version in the introduction, Rebbe after Rebbe after Rebbe after Rebbe, the Satmar Rebbe, anyone who's very sick, start learning Tomer Devorah. Start learning Tomer Devorah. And why? Because what's Tomer Dvorah all about? Tomer Dvorah is how to be godlike through the Yud Gimel Midos. And one of the primary ways, one of the main yesodos of Tomer Dvorah, is do you realize while you're sinning, Hashem is giving you the life to spit in Hashem's eye? I mean, that's essentially what Tomer Dvorah says. He says, do you realize that? Do you realize how unbelievable that is? The chesed that Hashem is, how Hashem extends this chesed to us when Hashem's right and we're wrong. And Hashem's clearly right, we're wrong. But yet Hashem still pours His love, pours His chesed, and Hashem wants to forgive us. Hashem wants to forgive us. Right? We say that in Nila, that Hashem, we say in Nila, Hashem, you don't want to destroy Russia. You don't want the end of the Russia. You want them to do tshuva and just to continue to live. So you continue to give them blessings. And so this is just one Torah that I saw that of the other Torahs that will say that I think that'll be the one to end with. That we think we're done with Yom Narom, right? But we're never done forgiving. Forgiving ourselves. Again, you have to forgive yourself. It's not easy. Sometimes that's a big one, to forgive yourself. To forgive those closest to you, and even to forgive those you're right against. But this Gavite Staka, he said he felt in Achrai, he said he had to share this Maisa after Rabbi Aaron Leib passed away. And Rabbi Aaron Leib told him this Maisa. He said, just remember this. Maybe it can help people think, jog their memory. Maybe something to make amends, to bring Shefa. But Hashem should just reward all of you for coming out to learn together tonight, right after Yontif. Certainly starting out the Tavshin Pei Gimel in the right way. Yishkech, of course, to Dasi. Thank you so much for hosting us here tonight. And Be'ez Hashem, 2 weeks we'll learn in Yerushalayim all together. 2 weeks we'll learn in Yerushalayim, but it can't be Monday night because that's the night of the Chasana. So maybe it'll be Tuesday night. Maybe Tuesday night in Eretz Yisrael. Yishkech. What? Oh, don't joke. Rav Eliyahu Goldbach wants me to speak at their Siyum in Eretz Yisrael. I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that.